What's your, like, myself like guilty food?
Oh, my
is it
God.
Cheese?
Yeah. I love a good cheese plate. I do.
Hey guys, welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Thank you guys again for all of your love and support of Gals on the Go. We love seeing your Instagram stories, tagging us for sure. We're at Gals on the Go podcast.
Yeah.
As well as at Danielle Carolyn and at Brooke Michio.
Oh, thanks for the plug.
Yeah, no, if you want to go check us out, we love it. I love seeing like when people do the little, like they take a picture of like in their car or something.
Oh, it's so aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, be safe. Like definitely when you're parked, but that's like such a satisfying photo with Gals on the Go on their screen. Like,
it's so cool. Like, I never thought that, because you know, obviously we don't do music or anything, so yeah. It's so cool that who would have thought
catch
that
us on iTunes and Spotify. Yeah, like, album just dropped
EP.
Well, this week's episode is a much requested one and something that I think is both near and dear to both of our hearts,
for sure.
And I know we both tweet about stuff like this a lot. It's gonna be about body confidence, body positivity. And yeah, well, I'm really excited about this, especially with the new year. Everyone's starting to get to work out and stuff. And we're just going to talk about our tips, our insecurities, what we do to deal with it, our favorite features. We're going to answer a lot of y'all's questions, too.
It will be something that hopefully you get a good takeaway from it and just know that, like, all of us are out here somewhat struggling. You know, no one's confidence is obviously at, like, 100, although it should be, but we all struggle.
All of us.
Even, like, supermodels, so.
Sometimes they struggle even more.
So. No, honestly.
Or they do.
Because if your life day-to-day is based on, like, looks and, like, appearances and stuff, like, it's just...
Like, I don't want to ever have to feel like I can't eat french fries, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, carbs. Yeah. Love carbs. Well, so we start off with some highlights and lowlights.
Waiting for the person to make us a little over.
Brooke and I were chatting, and we were chatting.
Chatting.
And we were like, we don't really have, like, some insane highlights or lowlights, really. It's just kind of an average Joe kind of week. Joe Goldberg. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Can we just quickly talk about you? On Netflix.
Yes.
So you finished it over break?
Oh, yeah. I watched it all in, like, 2 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, I just, like, sat in my bed, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this show's amazing. We'll give my mom cred. Months ago, it was on Lifetime first, and then it went over to Netflix. My mom was like, did you see this new show with Dan Humphrey in it? And I was like, that's so stupid. Like, I'm never going to watch that. Sorry. It blew up, like, 2 weeks later.
Wow. Yeah. Adina knows the trends.
It's just because, but I don't watch Lifetime, though.
I don't either.
Like, no shade towards Lifetime, but, no. Like, I just don't, like, spend my, I don't know, that's not my preferred network.
Yeah, I don't really have it on my TV. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah, well,
but now it's only on Netflix. I think season 2 is only airing on Netflix.
Okay, well, that's just,
yes.
Okay, good. That's good to hear, because when they are on the, like, a network first, it always takes forever.
Riverdale,
literally hate them.
And
but Netflix,
Dynasty,
yes. We're waiting for that.
Oh, yeah.
Fallon Carrington, literally the best.
I will say the episodes are up on YouTube, but they're terrible quality.
I would rather just wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you on Netflix won't ruin it, but my friends and I had a watch party for 8 through 10 last night. And, wow, I'm, like, a little underwhelmed. I was texting Gretchen. Gretchen, like, DM'd me and was like, oh, my gosh, I'm on episode 8, too. Morgan was on episode 8 last night. Katie Bellotti had just finished it. It was just so funny. Like,
it's, like, the show to watch right now. You know how there's always, like, that one show that's, like, I don't know. I feel like it was, like...
It's, like, Riverdale.
Yeah. Like, whenever the new show drops, it's, like, you have to watch it.
Yeah. I'm just, like, it's, like, affected my daily life. Sorry to, like, harp on this. But, like, today I've made so many Joe Goldberg references. Like, who am I?
I was dying. The snaps of you and your friends, like, being, like, weird.
Well, because she opened the drawer and found this, like, little bra thing, and we were like, oh my god, that's some Joe Goldberg stuff right there. Like,
you're such a creep. Oh my god,
we were having a time. But anyways, do you have a low light for this week, bro?
Honestly, not something like specific, but I mentioned this a few podcasts ago. I've been dealing with like these pretty intense like cluster headaches, and it's usually all like in the tension area. I've like looked up the headache chart, and it's like on my like temples and forehead area. Mm-hmm. And I took medicine earlier today, and, like, I worked out and, like, drank a lot. I drink so much water. My roommate Alicia was like, drink more water. I was like,
no. Covered.
I'm telling you, it's not that.
Like, yeah.
So I'm just, I don't know, I need to just go to the doctor probably and get it taken care of. But it's just, I don't know. It's annoying.
Yeah.
A lot of people suffer with headaches, though.
I relate. And, like, I try not to think about it. But, and then I just take so much Advil every day. And my assistant told me that, like, your stomach lining, like, thins every time you take it. That freaked me out. So today I have like this little headache and I can't take it. I'm too scared.
Yeah,
You know, it's like,
no, how do I try not to take it unless it's unbearable.
Like, some days, like, you know how you can take it, like, every, what, 6 hours or whatever? Like, I will do that.
That's if you're, like, really sick, too. You're, like, alternating between, like, the DayQuil and, like, the, do you ever do that?
Yeah.
When, like, Mucinex or whatever it is.
I know. It's my, like, head hurts right now, but I'm, like, trying to get through it.
I got, though, this new ice. You have the ice roller.
Oh, that helps in the morning.
And the ice face mask. Have you tried that?
Yes. I got it in, like, a PR package. I gotta pop that in the freezer.
And it really, it's advertised on Amazon as, like, helps with migraines. And I was like, how could it, and then we were doing it on Friday and Saturday, Maddie and I, and we were like, this really helped. Like,
oh, yeah.
Give it a good rub, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good to know.
But that's such a short-term fix. It's like, you rub it, and then you're good for, like, 30 minutes, and then it's like, okay, it's back.
But it's instant relief, whatever works. No,
you're right, you're right. Sorry, what's your low light?
Well, no, I'm liking this conversation. It's good. Everyone's getting back on the grind, probably getting stressed again. My low, I didn't really have one. I wrote that I don't have one, but it's been really cold and rainy the last few days, and it's really uninspiring. And also, my main low is, so now, a lot of you guys were really worried about me. It's really sweet. I ended up getting into the econ class.
I was wondering the same thing. Watch the vlog today.
I think I did get in the class. I went this morning, and then tomorrow, I have a class in the morning, too. So, like, I basically switched my whole schedule from last week. I'm just going to make another video soon, like a Q&A, and talk about my updated schedule. But, yeah, so now I have class every day. 9 or 9:30, and I'm just not used to waking up this early every day.
At 9?
This morning's at 9:05, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30. And I'm used to only having class Monday, or Tuesday and Thursday, so I'm just, like, really, like, not on that grind right now.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's early, too. Every day, I just would so much rather stack than do a little bit every day.
I do, too. I just couldn't.
But some people are the opposite. I think it's just who you are, and I feel like you're a stacker, because then, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you knew, like, you were on the YouTube grind, so it's, like, and especially when you have two bigger things going on. Like, I have friends who work full-time on top of school, and they like doing stacking their classes, too, because then you have, like, days free.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Four-day weekends. It's great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's nice because now I'm done every day either at, like, 12:20 or 1:10. So you do have, like, I don't know. It's just pros and cons. But I had, like, to take a nap today. Like, I hate taking naps.
Yeah.
I canceled my Orange Theory class, guys. I was so tired. I'm sure if I went, I would have woken up. But I was just like, Brooke and I are going tomorrow, so it'll be fine.
I went to Orange Theory this morning at 8:30, and halfway through the day, I found myself getting tired. Yeah. How do people do the 5 a.m. workout and not get tired?
Like, halfway through the day? You have to have a nap.
That's what I'm saying, because, like, these people who post, like, productivity routines and stuff, or, like, do you watch... or there's this one guy, Ryan Serhart. He's from Million Dollar Listing New York, so he's, like, on this show.
Okay.
And he has a YouTube channel, and I watched his, like, 5 a.m. like, morning routine, and he is, like, definition of productive, because he has, like, this extremely high intense job, obviously being, like, a realtor.
Yeah.
But he wakes up at 5 to work out, so I'm just confused, like, where's the, like, not that you need chill time, but don't you get exhausted though? Like, what keeps you going?
But, like, all the most successful people do that. Like, who else? Gary Vee, and then Ed Milet on the Skinny Confidential. He wakes up at 5 or 6.
Four. Some of them.
I'm just like, I go to bed at, like, I mean, we're also, like, on a college schedule,
but then we go to bed at 1, so that I guess it's just shifting. But, like,
if we went to bed at 8:30, like, I would have no social life.
No, it's just unfeasible at this point.
It's not feasible.
I don't have friends that wake up before 7:30s, even 7:30s early, but that's if you have an 8 a.m.
Some of my friends that do sports here do, but, like, because they have to.
Oh, for workouts and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, but I guess whatever works for you, but I find myself getting, like, that's why I prefer an evening workout, because I find that I sleep better when I do an evening. Like, now, I don't know, I was, like, it like, made me crash at, like, 1 doing the morning workout.
Yeah, because we were texting about working out together this week, and you're like, I'm kind of doing mornings, and I was like, skirt,
especially
can't.
With your class, you'd have to go at, like, 6.
Yeah, or I could, like, do it in between classes, but that's just no.
Yeah, big no.
Simply no.
The good thing about Orange Theory's location, though, it's somewhat close to campus. I've done that where after class I go right to Orange Theory and change there. It's really convenient.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. It's, big, like, tip. Really close, and you can even walk if you really want to class from Orange Theory, but...
Oh, but then you have to, like, shower and stuff.
Yeah, like, bleh.
Yeah.
Nah. What's your highlight of this week?
Honestly, just reuniting with all my pals.
Yeah.
I talked about how sad to leave my family, but honestly, like, love chilling you guys. No, it's so great, and we're just... Oh my gosh, I meant to tell you, I'm, like, truly living my, like, say yes to random stuff life. I told you that.
Yes, you are. You are. Brooke's really, like, doing her say yes thing.
Yeah, because I would so, like, I went to dinner with my friends on Saturday, and then we went back home, and I was like, I'm just gonna go to bed. I was like, why am I going to bed? It's a Saturday night. I'm only 21 once. Like, I'm going to go out with my friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I went out that night, too. I don't know how I did that. What's a dinner?
Saying yes to, like, and it was just, I'm sure you relate to this. Sometimes it's, like, random just going out with one person because, you know, like, just hitting the town randomly.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you want to get, like, a squad.
Yeah.
Like, I feel random, like, showing up this place.
I feel random.
But honestly, who cares? Like, you only live once, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and I, you know, whenever I, if you're just, like, with one person, like, I end up seeing so many people
and
I know.
And you're the best, like, that was such a good night now.
Yeah, that was
It's always, saw a tweet about this, it was, like, the most random nights are the ones that you have the best time. Because if
you spontaneous, yeah.
Because if you think about expectations, like, if you plan it and have such a high expectation, like, this is going to be the best night of my life, and then, like, it probably will suck, because you're putting such,
100%.
But this one, I was like, oh, it's just a Saturday. Woke up the next morning, I was like, that was honestly the best time I've had in a while.
Aww,
yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That makes me so happy.
So what about you? A little highlight, being back here and back at it.
Well, yeah, my highlight, I wrote this like 2 days ago because I was on my grind. For like a solid, like last week in specific, I just got on a grind. I don't know what happened to me. I was just like.
You always do that though. Oh, you were sending me Google Cal invites. Like, I was like,
I'm so annoying. I'm
no,
so sorry.
It was on Sunday, and I was watching Handmaid's Tale, that another quality show. I finished like the whole season in one day. I was like, just laying in my bed watching, and you're like, I had like 5 Cal invites.
No,
yeah, like, Danielle, it's Sunday. Like, we gotta chill.
I know, I forgot because I went to a coffee shop with my friends. Well, because now I have class on Monday, I have to like get on my grind on Sunday now. Usually, I do that stuff on Monday.
I honestly didn't even respond to them. Like, I didn't even accept them because I was
okay.
Like, I'm not looking at my calendar until tomorrow.
No, like, that's so fair. And I like didn't realize, and she was like, sorry, I'm on weekend mode. I was like, oh my god, it's Sunday. I'm so sorry. Because, like, I was on my grind.
Yeah.
And I'm always on the opposite timing of everyone. It's like, I'm a really late night gal or, like, whatever it may be. But, yeah, I think I'm just feeling Gucci, Prada, Fendi. Got all, you know?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm a little delirious.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Have you never heard me say that? Well, you know how people say, like, it's all Gucci.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll just be like, it's all Gucci, Prada, Fendi. Louis Vuitton, like, you know, just for fun. Oh, and you know what my high is? We're going to LA this weekend.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I'm so excited. We have
me
lots
too.
Of stuff on the Google Cal.
This is going to sound really annoying. People are going to be like, you're spoiled. But, like, the normal times we go to LA, I'm excited. But for this trip specifically, because we have such awesome stuff planned, and it's not just, like, we're going and, like, seeing our friends. I mean, we are seeing our friends, but we're doing cool stuff. So, like, I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're doing mostly, like, worky stuff. I hate saying that. Like, meetings. Like, I hate saying
it's
that.
Yeah,
but
it's not even just meetings, but it's, like,
it's like
we're actually doing stuff. We're not, like, sitting on a beach.
Yeah, we're, like, recording with people, but then we also are balancing out. Like, we're going to do a hike, and we're going to go, like, the Fresh Market or Farmer's Market or whatever.
West,
like,
Hollywood Farmer's. Inspired by Skinny Confidential.
Of course. But, yeah, I'm really excited. It'll be kind of nice to be in the sun. I think being home for a month, like, really made me miss. I'm, like, I'm kind of glad we're going to someplace sunny.
Me too. And I looked at the weather, and it's going to be sunny all weekend.
Oh, thank God, because we were worried about the rain.
Like, 70s. Wonderful. Not, like, too hot, but, like, that perfect, like, middle. Ugh.
And we're staying, like, near the beach. Oh, my God, Brooke, I can't wait.
Me too. We're going to have a really good time. It'll be, like, nice
crazy
and,
stuff.
Chill.
Wow.
So, favorites?
Favorites.
What? Yeah, because that's your high.
Yeah.
Just going to LA.
Yeah.
We have to pack. Ugh.
Ooh, I know. I've been, like, writing down stuff of, like, things I want
to
pack.
We have to coordinate some things.
We have to coordinate some outfits for a little photo shoot.
Yeah.
We're actually, Brooke and I are going shopping tomorrow. It's really cute.
Yeah, we are. I'm excited. That'll
I know,
be good.
I need some cute new funky
right
clothes. And Athens has a lot of boutiques.
Yeah, and then we'll work out right afterwards. So we're just
We're
on the hustle.
We're on the hustle. My Google Cal right now is just crazy. But I still use my Day Designer for, like, to-do stuff and, like.
Really?
Yeah. I hope that lasts because I really love my planner.
You should also really, I don't know if the iPad has this, but you should look into the stickies app on the computer. Do you ever use that?
Yeah.
Just to write down, like, if I think of, like, a cool video title or something, if I'm like,
oh
I gotta use this keyword. I don't know, like, that's a good place
I
to,
always
like,
have it for my homework. I don't, for videos I have, like, in my notes. But yeah, the stickies are great.
Or just, like, video ideas I quickly think of in class because, like, you have your computer open probably in class. So you'd be like, well, you have your iPad now, but.
No, but I'm the same way. Like, I'll be in class and I'm like, brainstorm idea, like, and I write it down, so
yes.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that.
And I have them, like, color-coded. I had this big one of, like, things I wanted to do over Christmas break, but I never did, so I'm gonna have to rename that, like, life.
Yeah, I feel that.
General to-do.
General to-do.
We'll
no pressure on general to-do. My current favorite actually is my iPad. I was trying to think about different things, but it's really, I don't know, I just really enjoy using it, like, in the morning. I'll wake up. I've actually been trying, like, this morning I woke up, I didn't go on my phone for 20 minutes, I didn't do 30, but 20 minutes, I didn't.
Wait, so what did you do? You literally turned off your alarm and
No, no. So that's what I was going to say. I don't know how people literally just wake up. I turn on my alarm. I turned it off. I made sure, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I wake up and there's some urgent text or like whatever. So I made sure and then I just put it down and I didn't go on it for probably 20 minutes. I played some music, made my coffee, made my breakfast. So you really can't be on your phone anyways. But, and then once I was done with that, I just sipped my coffee and I like was going on Pinterest. Pinterest is really fun to go on an iPad. And it's just been, I've just been really enjoying it. So, and I know a few people have bought iPads because of me and I just feel, I'm so sorry.
It's a big investment. Oh my God.
I was like, dang. Well, I don't know if they actually did. Yeah, they were no, like, Danielle made me do it. Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're inspiring a whole host of people with it. Yeah.
And it's really fun to read the news on there. And I'm trying to like get better about being like aware about current events. So.
Yeah.
What about you?
Mine actually... I'm so into Skinny Confidential right now. So she is a favorite.
Yeah.
So Lauren Everett, she has a blog. I joined her Facebook group. Are you in her Facebook group?
Yeah. I had a craze with her over the summer. I'm getting back on it.
But I can't believe I just am finding her.
It happens like that. Yeah. You know, like
you told me about it probably then. I was like, okay, okay. But I need to just like,
No, you've told me about things and then like the Hydro Flask. And now I'm like, oh my God. You know, it just takes people time. So anyway, sorry.
So but I don't know. When you first say it, you're like Skinny Confidential. I was like, what even is that? But she like, I don't even read her blog really. I just follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. Her Instagram stories. So helpful.
You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
So she's really fit. So not even that I'm, like, really... I mean, I'm trying to, like, work out more, like, ideally 4 times a week. Like, I'm scheduled for 4 hours a
week. 4 this week?
I'm scheduled for every day. We'll see if I...
Good for you.
...make it. I'm just trying to be... Like, I have the time for it.
Yeah,
quite frankly, I guess, yeah.
You do have a lot of time.
Yeah, I do. So, like, today I didn't have class. There was literally no excuse for me not to go.
No, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't even have to really go at 8:30, but I guess that was a good start to the day.
I was sore after day 3 of Orange Theory.
Oh, I'm gonna be... Yeah, not well, but...
I need to... But how do people work out every day and not be sore? Like, I don't think you...
But if you properly exercise, you work out a different part of your body. That's the thing. So it's like, leg day, arm day, ab day. Like,
and Orange Theory
is like everything, pretty much.
Flaws in the system.
And today, I power walked, so like, I already know I'm going to be sore tomorrow. Because when you walk on an incline at 12, like, your calves are like, RIP.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't stretch well enough. I need to get a foam roller. That's on my list.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I have one at home, and it's amazing. We have one in my gym. Also, I just have to say this. I'm not going to, like, say any names, but there is a spin studio opening in Athens.
I know. You need to text
guys,
about it.
I'm losing my ish. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, everyone's like, are you still going to do Orange Theory? And, like...
I'll just go back to 8 classes with that.
Yeah.
And do...
I'm just not going to do unlimited Orange Theory. And this place does it, like, by semester unlimited. Yeah. Like, what? So
that's
exciting.
That's so smart, too, because... Over winter break, like, you're not here, so why pay for it?
It's
like,
literally catered towards students. That's all I'm going to say, but I'm just so...
Yeah, you're a spin gal. It opens after I'm graduated anyways, so, like, I'll be out of here.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
No, I'm not interested, but for any of seniors at UGA, well, we're missing it, sadly. That's the thing with UGA, and I think any college town, it gets better and better every year. Like,
yeah, something new, something, yeah.
Like, we just finally got an acai bowl place. You
know
what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
We still don't have, this is so basic of me to say, but we still don't have a place that, like, really does, like, salads, like a Chopped or something.
Yeah, I'm surprised we don't, like, a Sweet Green or something like that.
Obviously, we're not going to have the chain because we're not, like, a major city. But we're getting pretty hip with the trendy places. So
Maypole is pretty cool like that.
Yeah.
I'm going there tomorrow.
So good.
Yeah.
It's like Chipotle, but with, like, more...
It's like lemonade in L.A.
Yes, that's the best way to say it. Like, pick your own, but, like, not one specific theme. It's, like, things from all different food categories.
Oh, for sure.
Really good. So, anyways, my favorite is, though, it's not just Skinny Confidential.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So, I listened to one of her podcasts, specifically with Tanya... Oh, my gosh, what even is her last
name? You said Tanya F. or something?
I think so, but she... Whatever. She's the creator of the F Factor... diet, and I'm not by any means following this diet or anything, but basically she just stresses like the importance of fiber, and I always knew that.
Girls Gotta Eat talks about it. More fiber, less sugar.
Yeah, because fiber helps you feel fuller and everything. So I don't know, a lot of like vegetables have fiber, you know. It's basically just saying like eat more real foods and less processed stuff.
Yeah,
but she recommends these things called Gigi's crackers, literally GG, and I bought mine from Amazon, but apparently any health food store sells them. And they're just these crackers that are, I mean, I don't count calories. I don't track my food intake. Maybe I should. But they're only 20 calories per cracker.
Okay.
But then they have.
And they're big crackers, though, right? That you, like, break up?
That's what I'm not sure. So I'm not sure if mine came broken or not. But it's, like, so I'm not really sure the size of them. But I had, like, 3 halves.
Okay.
So I think it was only 60 calories. I don't know. But the cool thing about them is that they have a lot of fiber. Gonna be honest, they taste like cardboard. But I put a thing of...
so they don't taste good?
No. But then you could, but you could put whatever you want on top of them. So I put Laughing Cow spreadable cheese on it, and then some everything but the bagel seasoning.
Oh.
Yes. Or the other night, I did little pizzas on them. So I did like pizza sauce and cheese. I still need to do... You can, like, pulverize them. So, like, put them in the blender, or even just put them in a bag and, like, you know, smash them with your hands.
Oh.
And then use that as breading for chicken or something.
Oh, my God. I know.
No, there's, like, so many ways to use these. And it's just, like, a cool replacement. I always find myself eating pretzels and hummus.
Yeah.
So even just making the swap. Oh, I had, I bought this Trader Joe's refrigerated chili. It was like a vegetable one. Did you?
Shut up. I'm writing that down. Oh my gosh.
It was amazing. You would really like it. Yeah.
Anything pre-made.
Yeah. So it was like sweet potato and like black bean. Yum. It was in the refrigerated section. And I took three crackers and like, cause you know, you want to do like a piece of bread or something with your soup. So I ate it with it and... I don't need to get graphic or anything, but I just feel like I'm seeing, like, the effects of, like, fiber. And I've been conscious about, like, you know what I mean, though? Like, and it's true.
No, it clears
you
out.
Think about how much fiber, and it's, the difference is it's, you have to eat the fiber, though. You can't just take, like, a fiber pill.
Yeah.
Or, like, any of that stuff. And it's actually so true because just the way the world is, like, we always deal with, like, I don't want to be graphic, but, like, laxatives and stuff like that because people aren't getting enough of these natural, like, nutrients, and I'm not a nutritionist by any means, but I just think it's so interesting to learn about this because it's, like, something that I've never considered. Like, I've always just ate and I've, like, tried to eat pretty healthy, but I've never considered the actual, like, nutrients in my food.
Preach.
So I'm trying to be more conscious about it, and I'm not trying to, like, give dietary advice or anything, but if you're looking for a good little snack, I had that and hard-boiled eggs this morning, and it was honestly filling.
See, I need something filling, so I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I've got my hard-boiled eggs now from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, and I joined some Facebook groups for, like, just expanding your knowledge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we have a healthy meals thread going on the Gals on the Go Facebook group. I'm gonna check out after this. Because lunch is always my biggest trouble. Because I find myself either, like, having a couple, like, I'll do, like, HelloFresh or something, or I'll, like, be going to dinner with friends, honestly. It happens a lot. But lunch is the kicker.
Do you like deli meat?
I do. I like
deli meat. So you could actually use this as a replacement for bread. I haven't tried that yet, but you could do, like, this is kind of, like, crazy, because it's, like, it sounds like it's, like, dying. No, but you could, like, take two and, like, use it as, like, two slices of bread and then put, like, the deli meat and then, like, I don't know.
It's, I just do meat and lettuce, so.
Oh, really?
But I could probably do that. I don't do sauce, like mayonnaise or anything.
No, I'm talking about like a sandwich, though.
Yeah,
like
you put on
bread. Yeah. So it's just like you could use it as a replacement for basically anything. That's the point of it. And it's just really high fiber and low net carbs because like, I don't really know.
I almost bought them on Amazon over the summer, but they're actually sold out over the summer.
The pack that I got was three packs, but the packs are like big. Like they're my favorite, and I've only gone through one pack so far. Because like the packs are big for $12.
Lit.
So it's really... I don't know. I mean, if you think about how many chips and, like, other things like that you always... I mean, I find myself always eating, like, pretzels and chips and, like...
Oh, yeah. I'm so bad. Chips today. No, I'm bad. Especially when I'm back at school. Like, at home, I don't snack. Here, I snack. It just happens like that.
I'm a snacking gal. And that's another thing she says is, like, don't see it as, like, a snack. See it as, like, a meal. So, like, add, you know...
Add
like,
stuff to it. Don't just, like, eat
that's
them.
So true. Because I'll just justify something. I'll be like, oh, like, just pretzels and hummus is just a snack. Sat there, ate half the container of it. I'm like, okay, that was, like, more than a meal.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I have no portion control, though.
No portion control.
None.
Portion safety.
If you give me, like, the whole thing of, like, chips and salsa, I could eat the whole thing.
Chips and salsa, though. Ooh, I need to put that. I'm, like, putting so many things in my grocery list right now.
Trader Joe's has some fire things right now, too. I'm trying to think of other good
things. They were out of everything when I went, because everyone went back and was trying to be all healthy and got all the cauliflower stuff. I was going to try cauliflower gnocchi again. I think I haven't had it in a while, but it was out.
I'm off. I'm just so off of it. Yeah, I'm done with it. I got some almond butter. Oh, you could do that on the crackers. You can do like a little like egg white scramble and put it on the crackers and kind of do like, it's not like an egg sandwich because obviously that's like dramatic, but
yeah.
Do you have the everything but the bagel seasoning?
I don't. I really should.
You put it on anything.
I'm putting it on
You could honestly do the Gigi's crackers with cream cheese on it and then the everything but the bagel
seasoning. I hate cream
cheese. Oh, shoot, I forgot. Yeah, you totally hate it. Oh my God. Would you do like a spreadable cheese? Like Laughing Cow is like spread.
Yeah, I like it's that just
like,
stuff.
Like cheese, but like in like a little thing you spread it on. Yeah.
I can do that. I just don't like cream cheese. Like, bleh.
I just love cheese so much, I look for, like, ways to get that in. The zucchini.
I'm going to try that zucchini boat for sure.
Yeah, we're into the healthy meal ideas. Yeah. Honestly, cooking, this is like a revelation I'm just having. It's not that hard.
It's really not. It's just getting the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, once you get the stuff, you're good.
But that's why you got to make, like, instead of just going to Trader Joe's or whatever grocery store you're going to blindly, make a list before and learn. It's amazing what that
can do for you. Yeah, because then you go and you're like, oh, should I get some peppers?
You spend less money and you get more efficient items because you're, like, prepped for the whole week as opposed to just getting what you're, like, craving
at the moment. That's so true. Damn, we should make this, like, the nutrition episode. Well, I guess it's about body confidence.
I know, but I hate that it's like that because I don't want to trigger anybody or be like, this is, you know, what we say to do, because it's not,
of course,
sure.
But you know, I think our gals go know that.
I agree.
We're not that,
we're just real gals, that's the thing. So yeah, it's like, this is what we do. Well,
gals on the
I go. Was gonna say we're gonna I go, know but you're I, gonna... I can't say it. Sorry, I can't.
Well, what's next? Oh, the news article. Well,
what's happened in the news, Danielle? Do you want to be the announcer?
No, actually, can you click on the... I can't click on my iPad.
Oh, I got you. So this is an article from the Wall Street Journal just about how the TSA is having staffing shortages. If you don't know, there's a government shutdown right now. We don't have to get political. But basically, it's causing a lot of TSA / travel concerns because people aren't getting paid, so they're not willing to work. So a lot of TSA agents and people working in airports are calling in sick, which means that... It's just
not as safe, not an ideal place. I never get nervous to fly. Someone asked me recently, like, oh, since you fly a lot, like, you must have flight anxiety. And I was like, I really don't.
Wouldn't it be the opposite?
That's what I thought, too. But I don't know. Maybe just... I don't know.
If you travel so much, you probably are okay traveling.
Yeah. But, I mean, or, like, get tired of it or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But I'm not nervous. I just, like, it does, like, kind of... You know, I have TSA pre-check. Like, will there even be a pre-check line? I mean, I'll wait in the regular line with you because Brooke still hasn't done TSA pre-check.
Let me clear this up. I was going to do it over break. I went on the website, filled out the entire form, and then it was like, bring your ID, and you need to either have it, like, they're doing this new thing on, I don't know if you have it on your state license, where you have to pay extra to get it, like,
federal, some new thing,
or you could just bring your passport. And I happened to not bring my passport home this trip. Yeah. Like, I left it in Athens, like, at my house. And the place closest to Athens that I could get TSA pre-check is at Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jacksonville Airport, which is just not the place to do it. So
no. I did it at Orlando.
Yeah, but you'll go through, though. You go through. Honestly, if you want to, like, go get food, I'll text you what I want. This is so perfect.
Or we could do that. We can assess.
If it's 2 hours, praying... you really should go ahead.
I wouldn't do that to you, though. That's so rude.
I would so want you to do that.
Oh, okay.
Because then you could, like, be waiting at our gate, because I'll probably be pushing it then.
I could probably be like, she's coming.
I've heard that people are missing their flights and stuff. Like, it's really bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And it's, like, a big airport. I also, just with the whole government shutdown thing... Quickly, companies like North Face are speaking out because there's a neglect on national parks right now because, you know, the park rangers aren't being paid. Friends and I were reflecting on all the different jobs that are run by the government. Like, at least people are still going into work for the most part, but it is kind of crazy.
I think that the government is either... I think it's the highest employer in the country. Like, the biggest employer in the country. Yeah. Like, they employ the most people. Like,
but then you don't think about it, and you think about government.
Yeah.
Post office. Like, not UPS, but the USPS. Yeah.
I know, but I can't believe they're still working. It's so confusing how they still work, but the TSA people...
Well, it's just like...
They are still working, but they're not getting paid, so yeah, it's just kind of confusing.
I was like, well, why are they going? Well, because when the government does come back up, they'll have a job. Like, if they leave, they don't have a job. Exactly. So I get it, but it's like, oh my gosh, how much longer? You know? Yeah. So... That's the tea.
I've heard that the way, not to make it personal, because obviously it's affecting everyone. There was a Gals on the Go thread about it. It was like, how long are lines? I read today that the lines at Atlanta Airport were 2 hours long. So
love that.
Yes.
Can't wait for Friday. We're going to have to leave at like 4 a.m.
Obviously makes me like nervous to travel, but I guess we just...
I know. The good thing is the airlines, those are like private owned. So
yeah,
like the flight will be okay. It's just the whole like... getting through, making sure we're all safe. But we'll just pray. My mom always says, just imagine a bubble around you and everything's safe, you know, like just like really like the law of attraction. So should we get into some body confidence?
I mean, we're 30 minutes in. Oh my gosh, wow, we're catching up. We're missing Bachelor for this, you guys.
I know, we were like, we need to finish early so we can watch Bachelor,
even though last week was just disappointing.
I don't even have it on my TV, so I have to like go to my lounge or go to KD to watch it.
You don't have Hulu on the TV?
Well, Hulu doesn't do it live, though, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so...
Next day, though.
next day.
Yeah, but
I still don't have Hulu, though.
Wait, you don't have cable?
I do, but it doesn't have the one Bachelor channel, but then the lounge ABC? Here does. Whatever the finale was, because all my friends came over last year to watch the finale, and or, like, this fall, and it wasn't on, and we, like, were rushing to the lounge. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Hey, guys, just popping in to give a special shout-out to this week's sponsor of the podcast, Myro. Myro is a deodorant company, and they're making deodorant better. It's not like the drugstore stuff with the regular scents you're used to. It's a new kind of deodorant.
And they actually make their deodorant natural with a custom blend of essential oils that release over time to keep you fresh, which I love. You guys know I love essential oils, so I'm all about that.
It's a naturally effective deodorant. It's going to look as good as it smells, too, because the formula is hardworking, long-lasting. It has no toxic anything.
No toxic anything, and that's something my dad's really big about. There's 0% aluminum. You guys seriously need to switch over to Myro because normal drugstore deodorants are so bad for you over time. My dad quite literally texts me once a month asking if I have switched to a aluminum-free deodorant.
And I have to tell you guys, like, this deodorant, because you say natural deodorant, I know it's, like, a huge connotation, like, oh, okay, like, it's not actually going to work, yeah. Or it smells weird, because I've done that. And it really does smell fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yes, seriously. So you actually go online and you choose your scent, your case, and your color. So it's like super customized.
So modernized and so cool. Like deodorant.
It's so cute. You get a refresh every 3 months delivered straight to your door because it's like you get the case and you can refill the cartridge. It's super convenient. And it's time for people because like when you run out, that's the worst when you run out of deodorant, you're like, now I have to go to the store.
I hate going just for that.
Exactly, because that's just like an inconvenient run. So this will like regularly get it all delivered.
Yeah, and it should just make you feel good, and it's cute, and it's travel size, basically, and it's nice to just pop it in your bag. Perfect. So, to get 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5, visit mymyro.com/galsonthego and use promo code galsonthego. That's promo code galsonthego at mymyro.com/galsonthego. I think for body confidence, it's actually something that, like, I don't really ever think about it, and then, like, the last few months, I'd say I've really, like, I think I talked about it in my solo episode over the break. Like, I saw comments about me and stuff. And, like, you know, you think about it. And it really does affect you. And so I've been, like, taking it to more consideration. And, like, I hate that, like, people's comments made me think about it. But it only made me stronger. So.
It's actually incredible what, I mean, we could do a whole episode on online. I don't even want to call it bullying, but.
Just the things people will say. I'm like, oh, my
with
God.
With the anonymous feature on the internet. It's crazy. It's so crazy because this is what I wrote down, is that women, we already have so much going against us.
So true. Like, we don't need women going against each other.
That's what I'm saying. So for women to be putting other women down on the internet for whatever they're doing, honestly, it's honestly sickening to me. Like, it's pretty disgusting that you can go on with your life day to day. Like, how do you have friends? How do you, I literally can't fathom it.
Oh, no. And, like, the thing is, here's the thing from Morning Toast. If someone says something bad about you and it's, like, let's say it's anonymous or maybe they're not even anonymous, people were, like, kind of crapping on me for, like, reaching out to that one girl. But if you actually go up to them and, like, they see your face, they regret everything they said. And they're like, exactly. Oh, my God, I didn't actually mean it. But sometimes people need a little
wake-up
call.
It's just, like, in high school when people are talking bad about you or whatever and you, like, confront them and they're like, no, I would, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry or whatever. And it's like,
because they realize it's a person.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this actually affected her a little bit, you know? So it's, that's something you have to always remind yourself, whether it be with body confidence or whatever it may be. It's a thing.
It's something that everybody struggles with. And, like, I mean, yeah, you don't want to admit it that you're comparing yourself to other people. Like, we could do a whole episode on comparing yourself to other people because I'm sure that we both struggle with that, especially
naturally.
In social media. It's,
it's
pretty bad. I think the one thing you have to do is just focus on yourself and putting your best foot forward. And, like, it's cliche as it sounds, like, loving yourself.
You have to.
Because if you don't accept yourself for, like, all of your flaws and everything, like, I don't know. I just think back to this isn't even body confidence. It's like accepting me as a person. Like, there were so many times in high school when I was like doubting myself, or I would like, you know, play myself down as like not being as like loud or quirky or like weird or whatever, because I didn't want people to be like, Brooke is so like weird and like annoying and stuff. And you can't live your life that way, not being the true you or trying to like conform to a group or whatever. Like,
so true.
And some people, just takes time.
And that's how you make your friends. You attract the people that are like you.
Exactly.
So like, you've made your friends because you were yourself, and, like, now you guys are all fun and funny together.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have found them if you were just quiet and, like, or, like, just wasn't your true self.
Exactly. Because then you'd be friends with people that, like, weren't truly, like,
Yeah. And I wrote down, you don't need validation from anyone else to feel good about yourself. You actually shouldn't have any validation, because there was a period of my time, probably, like, I don't know, sophomore or junior year of high school, where I only felt good about myself if, like, a guy was interested in me. And, like, that just doesn't work out, because you're just not, like, I have some friends that, like, constantly have boyfriends, but, like, that's just not going to be, like, my wave of, like, life. And so if you have your validation, like, I know so many of you guys, and I know I do it too sometimes, have validation on, like, a guy thinking you're attractive or whatever. I'm sure many guys walk past you and think you're attractive. They just don't tell you. You know what I mean? I
wrote that down. You see yourself worse than other people see you.
Oh, my God.
Like, you look in the mirror and you're like, my... Whatever it be, right now for me, it's like my acne. Like,
what I don't, acne? Like I'm some
of my nose. But you know what I mean? Then, like, other people, I don't know.
Yep.
Exactly. Or you'll be like, oh, damn, like, I'm so bloated right now. Other people would never notice that about you. It's, you see yourself so much worse because you are your own worst critic. You see yourself in the mirror every single day, so you notice if something is, like, slightly off.
Oh, 100%.
Versus if other people, even your best friends, your parents, your people who are around you the most, they probably won't even notice either.
No, for sure. Like, I think my friends think I'm, like, lying, but they'll say, like, oh, I have this big pimple on my face, and I literally didn't notice it until they pointed it out.
Yeah.
And I always make a point to say that because it's so true. I mean, yeah, sure, sometimes, like, I've gotten some in the middle of the eyebrow, and let's be real, you can see those. Like, those happen. Like, sometimes you just get a third eye, and that's whatever.
Worst ones, oh my God.
Yeah, but, like, even then, sometimes people don't notice as much, and it's just, like, you have to remind yourself of that because otherwise it'll beat yourself up.
Definitely agree. I think you also need to focus on, like, embrace, instead of, like, criticizing yourself for what you don't like about yourself. For me, it's, I mean, we could talk about this too, I guess.
Yeah, well, what are your favorite features about yourself?
Oh, we'll do favorite first.
Well, because you're talking about embracing your favorite features. It's important. Sorry if I cut you off.
No, you're good. I mean, I've always liked my lips, but then this is another thing. Then you read stuff on the internet and people don't like that about you. It's freaking crazy, man. The internet's a crazy place. I'm like, oh, I love my lips. People on the internet, her lips are disgusting. So it's like,
I know, but you cannot.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it's like, whatever.
It's like, what? That's like my favorite thing. Yeah. But then you have to remind yourself, no, I liked that about myself before anyone said anything.
Exactly.
Which is just crazy.
Or honestly, like, I don't really mind, like, my legs are fine because I have long legs.
You have,
like,
nice legs.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah.
What are your favorite features about yourself?
I don't know. I totally, like, said we should do this, and I'm like,
I don't, it's hard to pick out, like, I was like, my lips, that's it. Like, you have to think of good things. You have, I'm sure you have a lot going.
I kind of like my lips, too. This is, like, so weird.
That's a good thing to like about yourself, though.
Yeah, I used to really hate my eyes just because they're so small, but I've kind of, like, learned to accept them. I also, I guess, you know, you kind of gotta love your curves. I've kind of got a booty, so I've just learned to love it.
Oh my gosh, you have to love it, though.
Because it just gets me down sometimes, because I've talked about this, with a big butt comes some thighs. So, you know, you just have to, like, love it. So, I don't love my thighs. It's one of my insecurities. But I know that I'm working them out, and I know that they're muscular, and that's just how it's gonna be. I did dance my whole life. It's just, I'm built that way. And I like my butt.
That's the tea.
That's the tea. You have to learn to love it, but I'm not going to, like, put it out in every photo or anything. I'm not like that, but, you know. Yeah.
I feel like we're both not really, like that to be, like...
No. We're pretty more conservative dressing, I'd say, for the most part.
Oh, yeah. More conservative.
Like, if we have lots of skin showing, we're both like, am I good? Like, do I look okay?
I posted one bikini photo ever, and I had it approved by, like, everyone.
Oh, yeah. You were freaking out.
Because I, like, that's just not like me. And I was like, I'm on vacation. I should show, like, that I'm on vacation. But for some reason, in a bathing suit, I have, like, a larger chest. Like, I have pretty big boobs. I say larger chest as if, like, I can't say the word boobs. Like, it's, like, X-rated or something.
I know.
But I do have a larger chest, whatever. So I feel, like, a little more risque if I show it. I'm like, that's just, not, like, that it's so, it's so weird how, like, that's, I have, like, this twisted, like, perception of it. And there's, honestly, I go through all this effort to hide them. Like, I'll be going out and I'll be like, oh, I don't like it. And my friends are like, girl, like,
some people would kill for those.
Like, wear something more revealing. I'm like, no. I'm not like that. So it's just,
it's all about being comfortable, though.
No, exactly. But at the same time, like, if you gotta flaunt it, like, hell yeah.
If you gotta flaunt it. No, I totally feel that. I also, kind of on that, I'm a big fan of dressing for your body.
That's it, yeah.
You know, so for me, I don't feel great in jean shorts. They just, with the thighs and everything. But that's just me. I'm not saying I look bad, but I don't feel good in them.
Yeah.
So I opt for, like, a really cool skirt or, like, some high-waisted jeans. I like how I look in those in high-waisted pants and stuff like that. And I feel better. It's just kind of like dressing for your body. And, like, if something just doesn't look as right on your body, then dress for something else and it'll flatter you. And, like, you'll feel good.
I completely agree. Yeah, because it's, like, so many people that put on, like, outfits, and then they like are like, I don't want to take pictures, like I have friends like this, they'll like wear something that they don't feel comfortable in. And I'm like, honestly, if you just, you know,
if you just wore something different,
who cares if it's simple or like whatever, if you feel good in it, wear it. So
100%,
it's all about, I guess, how you see it. So I guess that goes back to like my chest thing, because like I don't feel comfortable wearing that, so like I'm not gonna wear it.
Yeah, but, and that's the thing, like if you don't feel comfortable, you're gonna be pulling at your shirt all night. Yeah, that's the worst.
If you're like either pulling it down so you don't show as much, or it's like it's falling off the shoulder, like whatever. Yeah,
that's why I like bodysuits right now. They just tuck it all in and just
see. And then I'm the opposite, because I hate bodysuits, but that's totally different.
Okay, like, but it's just different.
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. But then,
like, what's your go-to outfit that you know is gonna look so good on you? Or, like, that you feel good in.
See, I like showing my legs more, because I find that... Or it goes two ways. I either like wearing, like, high pants, because I feel like those cut me and, like, are in the right place. Yeah. And then they make my legs look really long. Or I like a dress or something where I can show my legs, like a skirt or something.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'd say right now it would be, like, a black bodysuit tucked in to either black jeans or blue jeans with booties. I feel queen. Yeah. I feel good in that.
You have a perfectly flat stomach, so, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, my stomach doesn't get too bloated very often for some reason.
You're lucky.
But...
Lucky gal. See, like, my insecurity, like, is... I don't want to say it's my stomach in general, because it's not, like...
I've never noticed your stomach hanging out or anything, but...
But that's just where, like, everyone has those places where your weight, like, naturally falls, or you'll be like, oh, God, like, I'm looking big these days, or, like, whatever, you know, being hard on yourself, like, always. So, for me, I hate wearing bodysuits, because they suck me in, and, like... And I also have big boobs, too, so it's, like, all around a big... problem at the top, you know what I mean? So I'd much rather wear a flowy shirt and tight jeans.
Yeah.
But that's, again, dressing to my body.
Yeah, and that's what you should
do. And that's why I feel more comfortable. Not to say, like, I wore a tight bodysuit in a try-on, people are like, you look good. I'm like,
it's just different.
I just don't feel comfortable in it. Yeah.
Yeah, and a disclaimer, this is just how Brooke and I's experience with everything. Like, everyone's gonna have different things. I just want to make sure.
Completely agree.
Like, this is just us telling you guys about our experiences, how we feel. But, like, you should feel however you should want to feel.
And it's not... This is just us being real, like, we don't see each other, like, not that we don't see each other, like, we respectively don't see ourselves as supermodels and, like, these, crazy, you know what, we've just learned how to, like, move on,
Yeah, and just be ourselves and enjoy life, because, like we were talking about earlier, like, with models, like, they live a really cool life, but there has to be just so much pressure on that, and, like, did I say this on the podcast? I don't really know if I said this. I said I'd, like, want to be able to eat french fries whenever I want.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Like,
I feel that, though. Like, when we travel, life. Like, I want to be able to, like, have a cupcake. Like, yeah.
A cupcake.
Whatever it may be. That. Like, I would hate to, like...
What's your, like guilty food?
Oh, my
Is it
God.
Cheese?
Yeah. I love a good cheese plate. I do. I also love just dips of any kind. Like, if someone's making, like, this is... pretty gross, but like French onion dip or something like that. Like,
oh, you must have loved that Girls Gotta Eat episode where they talk about the dip for like 10 minutes. Sorry, no. The
holiday dip. I like, you know, like a ranch packet, like in sour cream, and then you make your own like ranch at home with like potato chips, like that. Oh, what about you? I love dips.
Pasta.
Yeah.
I just can't, like, I love pasta. So
I love all, I'm like a food gal though.
Well, you like it all, but I was just wondering if you.
Fast food gal.
You're really good about fast food. That'll never leave.
I'm all sorts of food gal, though.
I haven't seen you Uber Eats fast food lately.
No, because I've been trying to New Year, New Me, you know?
I like it.
It's just, when you're going to Orange Theory all the time, it's like, or just, not even Orange Theory, that was annoying. But like, whatever,
Working out.
If you're working out all the time, it's like, I just put in, like, I just killed myself to get to the gym this morning.
Yeah.
Am I really going to Uber Eats McDonald's right now? Like, I don't know.
I know. Every now and then, I'll be like, I want it so bad, and you know what? It cancels out with the Orange Theory.
I completely agree, but everything in moderation. Not that I'm, like, this health queen, though. Like, I just ate potatoes with my HelloFresh dinner, but, like...
Oh, I know. I'm about to make that exact dinner tonight.
It's so good. But then you just, like, I don't know. Cooking it at home is, like...
Cooking at home just makes it healthier, I swear.
It does, because you add less... I didn't put oil on it instead of spraying the pan with olive oil. Like it said, I did coconut oil. So, like, even that is, like... I don't know.
Should we talk about genetics? I know we both have points about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about genetics.
I can cite in my head two friends that have the same lifestyle. Like, they're roommates. They eat dinners together. I'm not going to say they eat exactly the same, but I could assume that they eat exactly the same. I know that they work out together for sure. And they look so incredibly different, and that's where genetics come into play.
100%. And that is, like, what I think people forget. Because you'll have friends that eat, like...
can eat anything they want and quite literally have never gained a pound, struggled to gain weight.
Yeah, which is something that is also on the other end of the spectrum. Just for Brooke and I, we don't have experience with that. And I know we're trying to be very, like, sensitive about what we talk about. Like, we totally understand that that's, like, a whole other issue and, like, feeling too slim or whatever it may be. We just don't have education on that topic. Exactly. So that's why we don't talk about
it. Yeah, this is all coming from a personal standpoint, obviously. Yeah. If you're looking for more professional help on this topic, you should definitely seek
professional help.
Just someone more professional than us. This is just too...
Yeah, there's always two sides to a thing. Exactly. Sorry I interrupted you.
No, exactly. But then you have, you know, the more extreme where it's like, I can't lose weight and I'm trying so hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like we're just somewhere in the middle where it's like,
yeah,
we're just getting day by day.
Yeah, I mean, because I recently in the last few years, I was, like, looking at all my family members, just, like, my mom and I have similar body types, and I was like, that makes sense. Actually, my mom has a bigger chest. I didn't get that one. But, like, she's curvy, so, like, maybe I got that from her. Like, my aunt, she's really, really curvy. Like, it's in your genetics. Like, I see my friends, and, like, I see their parents, I'm like, that makes sense. Like, my friend Delaney Free is really tall, because her dad's really tall. Like, whatever the thing is, like...
Exactly.
Your blood.
No, genetics are... I mean, eating healthy and, like, living your best life and doing all that is only going to take you so far. Like, it's really unfortunate because some people, or then if you stop, like, working out or even monitoring what you eat, some people return to that, like, normal state that their body, like, just kind of, like, normally goes to. Because, you know, how I feel like everybody that I can at least know, like, they have, like, normal and then they have, like, weight fluctuations, you know what I mean? Like, I have friends that I'm like, oh, you're thin right now. Or like, oh, I would never say it to them. Like, oh, you're bigger right now. But, you know, like,
It depends on the seasons, like.
And that's where you see genetics come into play when it's like, you see someone's like true resting normal. You're like, oh my gosh, this is genetics, you know
genetics,
what I mean?
It all goes back to that, like, normal. They talked about that, your inner temperature, like your inner.
It's so
normal
true.
Temperature. It's so true.
There's only so much you can do to control. Like, you can do all the exercises. Like, for me, I could probably do all the exercises in the world. I'm like, yeah, I'll lose weight, but I'm, like, always gonna have boobs. Like, my mom does, too. Like, they're never going away. Like,
you can't work out boobs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I could run on the treadmill every single day of my life, and, like, they'll probably shrink a little bit, but I'm always gonna have them.
No, and that's...
Yeah.
And that's good that you, like, know that and accept that.
Because compared to, like... Because then, I'm sure you have this, too, where you know people who have, like, similar body style to you, but then maybe don't have, like, as big of a butt, and you're like, why? Like, why is this? But it's, like, that's your genetics.
I know. Like, people be like, oh, you have a butt. I wish I did. And I'm like, and you always, like, compare yourself. It's just...
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own thing going, and you have to remember that. I think it all goes back to, I'm pretty sure this is your goal, too. Like, one of my goals for 2019 was just to live a happy and healthy life. So whatever that is for you. Whatever for your genetics, how you want to live your life. For me, I don't want to be on a strict diet. We both just travel so much and, like, do so many different things that, like, it's just... I'm not going to, like, make an excuse, but it's just harder, and I just don't want to, quite frankly. Like, the other night, my big and I, we went to dinner, or we didn't go to dinner, we just, like, went and hung out, and then we went and got pizza late night, and I had a blast. I want to be able to do that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just me, but, like, other people, they feel good when they're eating greens all day, and that's good, too.
It's whatever, it's whatever, like, fuels your happiness and stuff, I think. Obviously, everything in moderation, so that's...
Yeah,
that's
definitely, I mean, obviously...
No, but you know what I mean, though, like, that's my advice, like... When we go to LA, I'm sure that there will be many dinners where I'm, like, eating unhealthy, but, like, during the day and stuff, like, let's work out and eat greens. Let's do it.
Oh, like, for sure. So we posted on the Gals on the Go Instagram, and we wanted you guys to submit your questions, unless did you have anything else kind of along those
lines? I don't
know.
I just am just a big fan of, you know, embracing your favorite features about yourself. That's just basically, like, the emphasis of this. It's like, you know, you don't have to focus on the bad. You might be unhappy with certain things about your body, but truly take a deep look at yourself in the mirror, and I'm sure that you're going to find a lot of features about yourself that you do like, or just reflect on that, because it could be really anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, for
enhance
sure.
that, and you're going to feel so good about yourself. It's just like how some people feel better with makeup on, and like...
Yeah, oh, we talked about that last week.
Exactly.
It's so all I would about listening to your heart, listening to you.
And if it's going to make you feel better, do it. So,
preach.
Of course, and healthy. People like do drugs now. Like, it makes you feel better. Like,
no, yeah, okay. Don't do everything that makes you feel
don't
better,
do drugs.
But
yeah,
that's true. Well, we'll start. So we had you guys submit like body confidence related questions, advice, stuff like that. Obviously, again, we are not professionals. We're just giving our opinion, and we're just gonna talk a little.
I like what you said too about how obviously other people have different like
problems,
weight or body confidence concerns than us.
Yeah,
like
100%.
Yes, so it's obviously not all on one spectrum, and
we just can't touch on that because I just can't relate. So yeah, it's same. Just different.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody is
everybody
different.
Everybody is everybody. Let's get to it. Well, I like this question. It's from Natalie Hernandez. I recognize that name. I think you've asked questions before. This is a good way to start it off. What is your go-to hype song before or at the gym?
Oh, my gosh. Well, now I go to only workout classes, really, so I don't really, like, play music. Oh.
But you listen to music, like, on the way to the gym or to...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're
like,
right.
Like, I'm looking at... I'm going to do a drive with me soon, because I've got some songs that I just can't stop listening to.
Yeah, you go first, then.
I really like... I have a few. No Stylist by French Montana and Drake. That's a good one. Lights Out. No Stylist. Sounds good in a car. Going Bad with Meek Mill and Drake.
That one's good.
Wow with Post Malone. And I had one more. Oh, Chanel, Go Get It with Young Thug. Those are mine right now.
I've never heard that one. Oh,
Chanel, Go Get It. We have pretty similar music taste. I think you'd like it.
Oh my gosh, you know what's on my playlist for this month?
I was listening to your playlist today.
Oh, I have some random stuff on here.
It's really random. Yeah. I was like trying to like find some new songs.
The 2019 Let's Get It, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's random. The I'm only gonna break your heart.
Tayo Cruz.
Listen, I love to it. It honestly gets me so hype. I listen to the car. I'm like, let's go. Like,
whatever works for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me, but.
Then, you know.
No, it is a happy song.
And then I also have, I've been like on the throwback music grind these days.
I noticed, and you're playing with some Justin Timberlake in there.
Oh, so Justin Timberlake always brings up the good in me. Old Destiny Child honestly does it for me.
Oh my gosh, when we saw Coachella, never forget.
Yeah, some hype moments. But then I do really like EDM. I really like this song right now. It's Slow Dancing in the Dark Loud Luxury Remix. It's just like hype. It like gets me going. That's my December playlist, but it's still really, really good.
December.
Yeah. I always flip back and forth. Like, do you ever...
I want to be in that mood. Yeah. I feel you.
I have, like, my second most listened to is August. Like, I aww. Just... Yeah, I was in an August mood.
Sorority recruitment mood.
I was just feeling the August vibes.
No, I did that the other day. I was, like, trying to, like...
That's why I like doing it month by month.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Then you can, like, look back because... I'm such, like, I have certain songs to certain parts of my life. So, like, I'm like, I want to feel that feeling again. Yeah. So I'll listen to a song. I do that often. That's why I have some, like, throwbacks, like, rap songs on my current playlist. Because it's just, it makes me happy. It makes me think of, like, sophomore year in high school.
Different times, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Any other songs?
I really like, this is very old. It came out last year. I guess it's not really that old. But Boom by Tiesto and Gucci Mane. And it's like...
Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. But then yeah. Gucci, this is the, yeah, he like comes over the track and it's like, that honestly was like my go-to gym song.
I forgot about that song.
There's some good gym jams. I mean, we both have Spotify, so you can go to our accounts and peep the playlist.
Jessica K asks, have you guys noticed your body's changing since you started going to Orange Theory regularly?
Ooh.
So I've been like, we're like just getting back into Orange Theory because like we were gone for a month, but I would say like, I did it, like, really regularly September and October, and, like, I literally, like, felt my, like, because I've always been so not confident with my thighs, like I said. I remember, like, breezing my leg or my hands across my thighs, and they felt more muscular. Like, there's, like, certain things, and, like, people have been commenting saying, but, like, you never, it's so hard to tell because, like, when I self-tan or, like, when I tan, like, I feel like I looked more toned. Like,
yeah.
It's always hard to tell. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't also take, like, progress pics because I haven't really been... Like,
I can't do that. Yeah. I wish I could. It'd be cool to see.
It would be cool to see. But also, I guess, like, I'm not really doing any crazy diet changes. I'm just trying to eat more consciously and stuff. So
just feel good.
Exactly. So I can't really, I guess, say that.
Ooh, I like this question. Yeah, I don't really
I will
know.
Say, though, I did notice it. I noticed non-physically, I noticed a difference in, like, my stamina. Like, when I first started Orange Theory, I was, like, I would quite literally have to leave the class, like, with the feeling of, like, having to throw up when I did over the summer. Because I was so out of shape that I was, like, oh, I wouldn't actually, but I would, like, be wheezing and, like, go to the bathroom. Because I would, I was so, so wildly out of shape. Like, just whatever. And then, now when I go, I can, you know, keep up with everybody else, even do, like, heavier weights and, like, not that I compare myself to others, but I'll be like, oh, like, I can...
No, I'll look around and be like, what are we doing here?
Like, I can do a heavier weight than that, you know, or, like, I'm better about pushing. You probably are, too. Like, you're just, you know, when they're like, do this at a push pace, like, in the beginning when you started, you were probably like, okay, like, I can't do a push pace, but now you're like, I can challenge myself.
Yeah,
like,
well, I went to the bike, now I'm running, so there's something.
Your only competition is yourself.
That's, I've gotten better at rowing, too. Like, my stamina with rowing. Good God, when I first started rowing... So many issues.
I honestly love rowing now.
Okay, I don't love rowing. I really like the weight room. The weight room's my favorite part.
Really?
Because that's something that, like, I'll go to the gym and I know I can do cardio, I know. But, like, with weights and stuff, like, I don't know. I do the same workout. So with Orange Theory, it's really fun to, like, do these new workouts. Everyone's got their different things. Addison Sutton asks, with spring break coming up, what are steps to feel and look your best? So I guess, what are we doing? Because I actually had that thought today. I was like, oh my God, I really got to get ready for spring break.
Yeah.
Honestly, this podcast is really getting me inspired. I'm going to go to the grocery store tomorrow morning. I'm going to go to the gym after this.
Are you really?
Yeah, I was kind of planning on it because I skipped Orange Theory. So I'm just going to go, like, lift some weights, put on my Beats, try and
be cool. Oh my gosh, good for you.
But nothing crazy. Like, I'm not trying to sweat, you know? Just, like, some weights. But, I think, let's think of just a couple things we're doing to, like, prep.
I mean, people are going to hate to hear this, but I always self-tan. That's always a really big, some sort
are
of tan.
You, question, I was talking to my friends about this, and they were like, Danielle, why are you planning so early in advance? Are you going to, like, self-tan for spring break, or are you going to try and get tan? You know what I mean? Because, like, I can't tan if I have self-tanner on.
I likely will probably self-tan because when we go so early.
Yeah, it's still kind of chilly.
In February, we'll probably be chilly here. Unless it just so happens that we have, like, a warm streak, I would really tan and, like, lay out on my back deck or something. But I don't know. What are you doing?
Well, no, I mean, like, once you get there.
Oh.
Like I'm going to the Bahamas. I'm pretty sure it's going to be warm. Like, should I go as a pale princess and, like, tan all week? Or do I want to get there feeling tan? Like, it's always, like...
I feel like you want to get there feeling tan. I feel like spring break isn't the time to sit on the beach and chill. It's, like, not to be dramatic, but, like, college spring break is, like, kind of hype. Like, you're, like, busy. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm legal in Bahamas, so I can have some fun.
Yeah. No, that's a time to, like, go out. You know, I mean, I have never found myself on a college spring break, like, so far, like, let me tan, but maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Gulf Shores, Alabama. We were wearing sweaters, so I definitely got a spray tan before that. I was just curious on, like,
we're going to Miami. We're staying in, like, this Airbnb thing. I mean, realistically, we could tan because we have, like, a pool and stuff, but I just don't really foresee that. We're only going for, like, 4 days, too, so I just don't think we'll have time.
Yeah. Okay, I like this question because I need help. I feel like you might be able to help a little bit. Happy Girl asks, how to eat less if I'm an eater? I am such an eater. Like, I'm hungry a lot.
I just said I struggle with portion control.
Well, I know you struggle with portion control, but you're good about, like, I don't know, like, filling foods.
Yeah, so...
I'm not. I'll be like, oh, like, chips. Okay, now banana. But then I'm like, oh, I'm still hungry. I'm gonna go get lunch. Like, I don't know. Maybe we don't have tips for that. We're struggling too, actually.
There's, like, some people that say that you should, you know, like, almost, like, pre-eat before you, like, are going out to eat so that you eat less when you go out. But I can't personally do that. So I've
done that once or twice. Like, having a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah,
or
like, something to hold you over. But then I just find that I eat double. But so I've done that. Because I'm like, oh, it's two meals, you know, whatever it is. Honestly, my biggest tip is just to, like, really... consider if you're really hungry or if you're thirsty. That's honestly my biggest thing half the time, is that I'm actually thirsty. And I know I drink a lot of water, but even so, like, if you just, like, sometimes I'll, like, have just eaten 2 hours ago and be like, oh, like, gotta have a snack. It's like, you don't really need a snack. You're probably thirsty. Or
water. So true.
Or have a cup of tea. Or do you ever find that? Like, I find some, that's, like, not that you want to do, like, appetite suppressing, but, like, if you quite literally just ate and you find yourself getting hungry again or getting a craving, try drinking some water or tea. And then, like, if you really are hungry, eat, of course. Yeah. Your body is telling you what it wants.
Yeah. Oh, I'm all for eating if, like, I'm really hungry. But that's true sometimes. Or even, like, if you're at dinner. Like, last night I got sushi, but I was, like, pretty hungry. And I was hungry after. And I was like, oh, like, gosh. But then, like, I mean, I was still kind of hungry after, but after, like, 10 minutes, I was, like, sitting there with my friends, I was, like, drinking water, and, like, the hunger went away, like, exactly. For the most part, so.
Your body also needs time to digest. That's the thing, like, when you're eating a big meal, it's, like, halfway through it, you're like, I need to finish my plate, but it's, like, do you really need to finish your plate? You probably, in, like, 30 minutes, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm so full, I'm gonna die, because, like,
yeah,
and that's the problem with, like,
it's one or the other, I swear.
It's the problem with, like, our culture is that we eat to this point of, like, I'm gonna vomit versus in other...
I'm gonna yak.
Yeah, literally, though. It's, like, a challenge versus, yeah. Like, in other cultures, it's, like, they eat, and they eat as, like, a social thing almost, and it's, like, if you're still a little bit hungry, guess what? It's not the end of the world. You can eat again. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm all for that. That's really true.
I need to hear that myself. That's the only reason why I'm saying this, because we can listen back.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I listen back to the podcast. Brooks thinks I'm
Danielle
hilarious.
Danielle sent me one the other day. She goes, re-listening to self-care. That was, like, our first one or something, right? Wasn't it? It
was
like,
it self-care?
Okay, or maybe it was from, like, August, the one you sent me.
Okay, whatever it was. It was so funny. You were embarrassing.
Oh, no. You're talking about the Snapchat one. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was the dating one. That one is so funny because we did two that day, I think.
We were delirious.
God, it was when you told your story and I was just laughing all over again.
I have some random stories. People probably are like,
I like never knew.
Girl. You good, sis.
You good, sis. Kaylee Penny asks, how do you stay confident while going to the gym / Orange Theory? A few things come to my mind. One, this is so superficial, but it really helps me. If I have a cute workout outfit on, I feel good. Or if I feel good in my outfit, because sometimes I'll go and I'm wearing, like, I don't know, like, leggings that I don't really like wearing, or, like, a stupid tank top, whatever it may be, like, and I just don't feel good and I don't have a good workout, personally.
Yeah, I feel that, because when I wear things that, like, don't suck me in, or I feel like when I'm doing the move, I'm not, I don't know.
Sucked
or
in.
Today... wore the wrong sports bra. I wore Forever 21 sports bra, and I was all over the place. Not to be graphic, but, like, little things like that.
Yeah.
Just, like, setting yourself up for success.
Yeah, and for Orange Theory, they play music, but they usually play really, like, upbeat music that, like, gets you motivated. But if I am at the gym or something, if I'm, like, I like to walk in the gym with my headphones in, and I'm, like, I'll, like, have Drake going, like, Nonstop by Drake. I did that over the summer. I walked into the gym with that song playing. I'm, like, okay, let's go. Like, walk past everyone. Just get to your station.
Exactly.
Boom, done. Just kind of be in your zone and don't look around. Because if you look around, then
I was about to say,
shrivel up.
You can't compare yourself to others. I mean, there's times where, like, I honestly do it. I'll look around the class, like, before we're going in. I'll be like, oh, because
I, for sure.
You know, used to, but I don't watch other people when I'm working out because I know how uncomfortable it makes them, and it makes me feel weird too. When I look and, like, I catch someone looking at me, which it's probably unintentional. Like, it's probably like we're looking in the mirror or something at the weird time. But I would say just focus on yourself and know that other people are focusing on themselves. You know, and everybody's at different places in their fitness journey. Like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Think about, like, your first day at Orange Theory could be, like, someone else's 5-year anniversary. Not even Orange Theory, or, like, first day going to the gym, first day, it's been class, whatever kind of workout you're doing.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the first time I went to Orange Theory was with Delaney Free, who has gone for years and worked there.
Exactly. How can you compare your day one to her? It's, I love that quote. How can you compare your day one to someone else's day 365? Like, they've had 365 more days to...
There's just so many more days than you.
Yeah. I'm losing my mind. We're missing Bachelor. We have to go watch.
I know. I think we'll wrap it up there. But I'm feeling really motivated about this after
doing this.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hitting it.
I think I really am going to have a banana. And
that's amazing.
I'm going to go and...
You could probably watch Bachelor at the gym.
Oh, my God. I hope no one's in there. Because whenever I go in there, there's always guys and they, like, change the channel to, like, sports. And I like to watch football, but that's the only one I like to watch. So...
Dang.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
You should.
Oh my God, they're gonna walk in and be like, what is this? You know, they'll have their earbuds in, it'll be fine. AirPods. All the AirPods jokes lately are just cracking me up.
Oh yeah. And
I'm like, just now they're doing this?
Taylor King put a thing on her Instagram story, like, AirPods. If you make a joke about AirPods, do you secretly want them, yes or no? And I put yes, because I think
if you're
making AirPod jokes, I feel like you're like
you
low-key
want them.
Like, oh, damn.
No, for sure. Like, I thought they were so weird for the longest time. I thought they looked weird, and then I was like, okay, they're awesome. You know, like, it
yeah,
just happens
no,
like
so
that.
It's, like, it's funny to make jokes about it, though. We're like, you clearly didn't grow up with a blank and a chose, or those ones.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I saw one today.
And a chose. The and
oh,
a chose.
Like, you were never the third friend on the side of the sidewalk. And a chose. I was like, I so relate on field trips. I'd be like, guys, wait up. Or, you know, everyone has a moment like that.
Love a good three-friend group.
I was in a three-friend group for a very long time, and there were many issues. Like, yeah,
wow.
The tea. Yeah, middle school. I mean, we were all really good friends. We're just all friends. But, like, being in a friend group of three is hard. Well, you're in one,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
We had trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all is well.
Yeah. The trio. Some people work, some people it doesn't. Because I feel like you need a good dynamic. Because you have to have, like, a variety of personality types.
Yeah,
to make
yeah.
It work,
if you're all three the same, it's just yikes season. But...
Yikes season. I like your sweatshirt.
Thank you, 1340 Collective.
Yeah, shout out our
Justin
pal.
Escalona. I can't lie. I've been wearing it. I wore it yesterday. I wore it today. It's really
he
comfy.
He sent us different ones.
I saw. Yeah, you got the other one. So it's like reject or something.
I love you, Justin, but I was
like low-key, like, I hope I get the lightning one.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. Well, yours is really cool, too. Like, the
no,
back
it's
is really
super cool. But I, like, walked
reject out. Is just random.
No, I walked out of my room. My roommate's, like, laughing. They're like, what? Because I'm just, like, not, like, I'm not, like, a cool girl like that. Like, they were,
oh, yeah.
I, like, wear my, leggings.
Lululemon scuba
hoodie. Yeah. And they're like, Brooke, what? Because it's like black and it has like a burning letter on the back. And they're like, oh, new? I was like, yeah, it's my friend's merch.
I can only imagine you walking in. That's true. I don't really see
you. And then I told Maddie, I was like, oh, Maddie, like, would you mind taking a few pictures of me? I want to post on my Instagram story. And I was like, I can't smile wearing a shirt that's a reject on it because it just looks like such a weirdo.
I noticed you were like the soft smile.
Like,
well, that's true. What do you do?
Because I'm like, it just like, it doesn't, the vibe just like,
you like can't.
Absolutely does not, like, no.
She's showing me the photo of her smiling with it.
It's just too much. Me.
Don't text.
Yeah. No, this is just too much. It's really cool, though.
He's no, the back stuff, is so yeah. cool. I took one, too, and I did it today, and I was like, I can't. I, like, just did a soft smile.
Cause no, because you feel too cool in, like, these sweatshirts. They're really cool. I wore the long sleeve then today. So.
Yeah, no. So shout out to Justin. He's actually sending one to my to Katie Calloway in our sorority. I was like, some of my sorority sisters, like, I walked in, and my friends were like, oh, my God, that's so dope. And he's sending her one.
Wow.
I know. Sweet.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
I know. We yeah.
And then I, like, showed all my friends his videos, because they were like, who, what friend? Like, they were like, you have guy friends? Like, the shade. I'm like, yeah, I talk to boys.
The shade.
So anyways, you guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Gals and Go. We had a great time recording. Be sure to rate us on iTunes if you get a chance, or just subscribe on Spotify and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes. We always post on Wednesday, but just in case you might, you know, miss an episode. Sometimes we post bonus episodes.
Yeah, and yeah, like she said, subscribe, because we have a really special guest on the podcast.
Coming up. That'll probably be a bonus.
Might be. Yeah. Like, yeah, good stuff.
I don't know. We're always doing stuff. We need to do more ones with our friends before we had our separate ways or whatever.
I know. Yeah. Brooke, stop it. I, like, just reminded myself today that you were graduating in May, and I just really got sad.
Yeah, it's just weird to say. Oh, my
gosh. I'm, like, also not worried, though, because
obviously we're going to still
see each other so often.
All the time. We have, like, plans for the summer and stuff.
Right? Oh, my God. So. We have some... Wait, we actually have a call about some of those plans tomorrow or on Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
We have things in the works.
Things in the works.
Big,
I literally...
Our big
announcement. Going on vacation together. Like,
it's not a big project. I wish we had a big project. We should start working on something.
Yeah, it's really hard with school. I know, guys. We really are working on merch.
It's just, I'll be honest, that we want to make sure that it's with the right company, because we want to take it, like...
We wanted to make it good.
And not just, like... with your average merch company, because we want it to be something that we're, like, proud of and that we're heavily involved with.
And have longevity with it. Exactly. Like, not, like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Retweet everything you said.
Yeah. Just heavily involved with it, too. It's not... Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be the kind of thing where it's like, here's the design, it's over. Like, I want to feel the quality of the materials and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. I want to be like, no, not that one. That one. Like, yes. This is... Like, we're trying to do maybe, like a drop of, like, three different things. I'm saying it like we have this plan, like, drop, like... Don't even, like...
No, I think it's cool, though. Join the Facebook group. We ask you guys for your opinions on stuff all the time. And,
oh, my gosh. We really do. So I rely heavily on you guys.
All the time. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. And we'll talk to you guys all next week with a new episode.
Awesome. See you guys soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom, because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.